views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Each week on the hit show, Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen and take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. I am glad you're here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And that means that no matter when you're listening, no matter how you found us, you're here for a reason. And I hope something you hear in the next hour begins a healing change for you and helps you move forward. So can keeping secrets, can living in a toxic emotional environment, can that eventually cause physical issues? And can moving into alignment, can moving into truth, forgiveness, bring healing? My guest on today's show is intuitive healer and author Rita Gigante. Through her powerful personal experience of moving through secrets and toxicity to authenticity and truth, and using her gifts as a healer, she helps people return to balance. I invited Rita back to the show because I love her energy, her courage, and the wisdom that she has to share about forgiveness and alignment. I will introduce you to Rita in just a minute, but first, did you know that I'm on Facebook? I am on Facebook, and sadly, and I am seeking therapy for this, but my self-esteem largely depends on the number of people who like me. Okay. So if you were to go over to facebook.com/fogcitypsychic and like me, kittens and rainbows and cupcakes will magically appear in your home. No, they won't. No, that's not true. But you would get clever Facebook updates about things that are happening in my world. You'll get the skinny on upcoming radio shows and interesting guests. So if you want a free kitten, the kitten thing is not real. I'm sorry, but check out facebook.com/fogcitypsychic and like me. And while you're clicking on things, go over to fogcitypsychic.com and sign up for the free From Fear to Grace class that's happening on April 3rd. Healer Lisa Tunney and I have teamed up to bring you practical tools that you can put to work right now to help you identify and release the fear and old patterns that may be holding you back. FogCityPsychic.com and then click the giant free class link. And now, Rita Gigante has dedicated her adult life to healing people spiritually, emotionally, and physically. She has a degree in exercise physiology and is a licensed massage therapist and Reiki master. In 2010, she formed the Collective Healing Network, a group of healers that conducts monthly sessions in New York and New Jersey. Rita also has a private practice outside of New York City, where she uses healing methods including energy therapy, intuitive healing, spiritual counseling, sound therapy, and angel readings. She's the author of The Godfather's Daughter, an unlikely story of love, healing, and redemption. Rita, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you so much. It's so much fun to be back because the last time we talked, I was like, oh my God, I wish it was another hour. I absolutely love talking to you, and it's just such a pleasure to be here again.
Oh, thank you so much. I keep telling them I need a 6-hour show, and nobody listens. They don't understand.
I get it. I totally get it.
Now, you... as a healer, you're working every day with people who are wanting to embrace wellness, who are wanting to come back into alignment.
Yes.
And your personal path really is that story. How has what you've gone through helped you have insight and empathy for the people that you're working with now?
Well, I think, you know, when you experience the kind of adversity and hurdles that I have. And it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, as bad or as I wouldn't even call it as bad, but it doesn't have to be my story, but any kind of hurdles or adversity, they're opportunities. I started to look at that stuff as opportunities to grow instead of saying, oh my God, again, oh my God, I can't believe this, you know, my life, it's horrible, you know, I could have totally went in another direction. But I realized that, you know, looking at it as, oh, okay, this is an opportunity to overcome this. So how can I do that? It really helped me to move forward on the path. And it was a slow one, believe me. This wasn't anything that happened like, boom, like, you know, snap the fingers and we're there. It was a slow one, but and methodical, quite honestly. But it was very well intentioned and thought through. And I knew exactly what, I wanted. I didn't necessarily know exactly how to get there. And so Spirit was the one who, you know, stepped in and helped me with all of that. So now experiencing all of that with my family and, you know, my dad being who he was and feeling suppressed most of my life and being sick from not being able to speak my truth, experiencing all of that helps me now to work with others who are experiencing very similar things. I treat people with anxiety, depression, panic attacks, OCD, you name it, I've encountered it. So, now I'm at a point in my life where I can empower others and show them that they have choice and, you know, hopefully get them on their path that they need to become their authentic self.
And for those who haven't yet read the book, and I'm saying haven't yet read the book, it's a very good book,
yes,
The Godfather's Daughter. For those who haven't yet read the book, can you say a little bit about your childhood, about the adversity that you just referred to?
Sure. My dad was the head of the Genovese crime family in Manhattan, and he was actually the head of the commission, which meant that he was pretty much the boss. They call it the boss of all bosses. So he, when people wanted something done or they wanted permission to do something, they had to go to my dad to ask permission for that. So he yielded and wielded a lot of power. He was a very traditional man. And growing up in an Italian Catholic family, women were very, very, you know, had their place pretty much. You know, you grew up, you got married, you had children. And if you were the last one in the house, you lived with your mother and you took care of her until she passed. I mean, that's, you know, that's basically what my life would have been if I conformed to that. And women really didn't have a say in a lot of things. You know, we were, we weren't in asked our opinion. We weren't thought of as, having, you know, a mind and you know, even feelings. So growing up in a very suppressed atmosphere, being gay and not being able to speak the truth about that, having so many, energetic, dysfunctions, you know, like, I was so sensitive, picking up other people's energies, couldn't tell the difference if it was my anxiety or somebody else's anxiety. I had panic attacks because of it and, deep depression at the age of 5. I witnessed a couple of things. I don't want to give it away, but in the beginning of the book, I witnessed something that my dad had done that I did not remember until I actually started to write the book. And it was a very profound experience when I had it again, like when the flashback came and I experienced it all over again. I realized why at that age I was so afraid to be away from home. I was sick. I was, you know, not knowing why then, but now, after that experience, you know, it was devastating for a 5-year-old to have to watch a man be beat, you know. So, and that's all I'll say on it, this way people
right.
can read it.
Right.
But, you know, and that was just, you know, some of the things that, hurdles that I went through, and had to overcome. So these are, you know, I can relate to a lot of different, aspects of life in general. And my hope was to be able to relate to as many people as possible so that I can help them get through their stuff as well.
Mm-hmm. We're just about to go to break, but I'm thinking of you watching that incident and the pressure not to say anything. And one of the things that I think a healer does is to be a witness for whatever the person you're working with wants to show you. And it's so important to know that you are seen, to know that you are, that you exist, that you're important, that you matter. And that's one of the things that little 5-year-old girl was denied.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness. Well, you are listening to Out of the Fog. My guest is Rita Gigante. You can catch up with her on Facebook too. No kittens though from her page. Just go to facebook.com and look for Rita Gigante. We will be right back after this.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Get ready for intentional living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today. TheBreakthroughConnection.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
You've got a cute way of talking. You got the better of me. Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. I snap my fingers. Oh, never mind. My guest on today's show is Rita Giganti. Rita, are you singing along? I'm never sure when my mic is muted.
I have no idea. I am like, I'm bopping back and forth. I'm singing along because I know all the songs. I love them. Awesome.
And those songs are coming to us thanks to Brian, who's in the studio today. Chrissy is on a spring break, and Brian is with us today. And so the good music comes to you courtesy of Brian
Thank
Sullivan
you very
in the studio.
Much, Karen and Rita.
Wonderful. Now, we were talking a little bit before the break about secrets, the power of secrets. And one of the passages in the book that really stands out for me is where you are describing kind of the charade, that everyone took part in, as your father felt it was important to convince everyone that he was nuts, right? To avoid prosecution, and everyone was in on it. Right. And when I think of you and everybody else caught up in that secret groups that hold secrets, it's very powerful. How can that affect people physically when you're in that environment?
Well, for me, it affected me in a very physical way. It was, it lended to the depression for sure. But I always had an issue with, ears, nose, and throat. And that is the area where your truth center is, right? Where you can communicate and be able to speak your truth. And because there was this holding back and not being able to say anything and covering up and not being able to speak. And, you know, there was always an illness attached to it. So the other area of my body that really got hit also was my stomach. And that was from suppressing information or suppressing my own sexuality or suppressing, how I felt about things. Because, you know, it really didn't matter how you felt. Nobody was interested in how you felt, and not in a bad way. It's just they were so caught up in so many other things and worries and preoccupations with, you know, this charade that there was no time to be caught up in anything else. At least that's what it felt like. And at 5 years old, and at 7 years old, and at 9 years old, when you're witnessing all these events, you know, you understand that, okay, this is the way it is, and this is the way I need to be, because everybody else is that way. So if I want to conform and fit in, then I should be doing this too. This is the right thing, you know? And it wasn't until, of course, I got older and I had a sense of who I was and was tired of being sick that I realized, okay, I need an option here. I need other options because this is not working for me anymore. So, you know, and the one time I did speak up, if you remember, I know, Karen, you probably do in the book, when the crossing guard, you know, put his hands all over me. Mm-hmm. The one time I opened my mouth, I got shut down immediately.
Yeah.
And I was told, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. So even when you did speak up, there was a sense of, well, you know, thanks for telling me, but there's really nothing we can do about it, you know. So that made it even that's swallowing even more, you know. It's like, oh my God, how could you not, you know, how could you not do something about it, you know? I'm telling you that this hurt me, and you're telling me that it's okay that it hurt me, you know. So it was really a rough trek for a while. Before I came into my own.
How did you start that process of releasing secrets? Because if no one listens to you,
right,
then there's no one to tell, right? So how do you start that process of releasing secrets? How can listeners start to do that if they're holding something that is hurting them?
Part of what I did was because by the time I was 19, of course, I had my license. I put myself in therapy. And, thankfully, I was, you know, Spirit put somebody in my path that I could trust. And it opened up, you know, it opened up a space to be able to speak and not be afraid. And it wasn't easy in the beginning. I had trepidation complete trepidation. And I asked a lot of questions, you know, of the therapist and if anybody would ever know, and, you know, this could potentially hurt people and all this stuff. And so, it took me a little bit to gain the trust. And I did, you know, I was able to, and that was huge, so huge. At that moment in my life, it actually felt like, you know, 1,000 pounds was lifted off, you know. And then I started to write, you know, how I felt, which helped a lot because, it confirmed for me that what I was feeling was, truth, you know, that nobody could tell me that it wasn't. And, I had to start dialoguing with myself to understand me a little bit better because I was so caught up in everybody else's stuff, everybody else's emotions, and sacrificing, for the greater good, we'll say, of the family, that I had no idea who I was. Mm. And so I had to start dialoguing with myself and in the mirror and, on paper and with someone I could trust. And that really opened up a space for me to, begin the healing process. And then I realized, very fast that, well, very fast, it was in my mid twenties when I realized it, but, very quickly in the sense that, I had an episode where I had this deep depression and I went to go see my father and I'm sitting with my mom and my dad and, they're talking about how they don't know how to help me. And I'm realizing in that moment, and that's when the shift really came. It was like, okay, nobody's going to help me here. I have to do this. I have to really take control of me, take responsibility for myself and start moving in a direction. And the next day, literally the next day, I had enough energy to do that.
And that's right there. That's the shift to being in your power.
Yeah.
Right? That little girl hiding under the table or the young woman who's not listened to by her parents or the family system that requires you to keep the secret, that throws you out of your power. And you took it back, Rita.
That's it. I said, okay, I'm done. I'm done being sick. I'm done sacrificing myself. I'm done feeling everybody else's crap.
Mm.
Now I just want to feel mine. Even if it's crappy, I want to feel just mine. I don't want to feel anybody else's.
Wow.
So.
And was the healing from that? I had someone ask me today, is a spiritual awakening one big thing and should I be waiting for that? And I said, no, usually for most of us, it's a journey. It's little things. It's the path. It's the continuing choices that you make. So when you made that shift, sitting there with your mom and dad and having that realization, you were healed instantly, right? And everything became perfect and wonderful and shiny, right?
Yeah, I wish. I wish. What I did was, for the first time in my life, I surrendered. And I surrendered to God, and I said, I can't do this. I can't do this alone. You're going to have to step in and help me. And, you know, as sure as I'm sitting here talking to you, the next day I got up with energy, and I decided to take on a personal trainer for myself to start working out, changed my eating completely, went as organic as I could at the time. And it was slow, very slow changes. And then they got quicker. Like it became more rapid, the changes, as I cleared out my stuff, my old baggage, my old familial stuff. Then it shifted, my energy shifted even faster and faster and faster till I got to the point where, through the help of other healers, mentors in the spiritual realm, you know, God and all that I love and hold dear to me. With the help of all of that, I am who I am today. But the process for some, hey, I wish it's instantaneous. If that's the case, God bless. You know what I mean? But for most, it's not, because you wouldn't probably appreciate the journey as much if it was instant. So, it really gives you great appreciation. For the whole journey, and it keeps you in a humble place when you get to the other side, so that you can help others.
And it also, I think, keeps you. At least my experience of healing is that it's an agreement between you and the divine, between you and a healer, if you're working with a healer.
Right.
and to stay in that agreement to try to do it all at once would explode your head.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Absolutely. Way too much.
Yeah.
Way too much. I had to get through so many aspects of, you know, the little stuff, you know what I mean? Just to get past the OCD and the, you know, get a hold of the anxiety and the depression. That was huge right there.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's okay that it feels like, oh my God, you know, when is it going to end or when is it going to shift? It does tend to feel like that a little bit, but, I'm living proof that it shifts. And once mm-hmm. it does, you know, you're free.
And it's transformative. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Rita Gigante, and she is the author of the book, The Godfather's Daughter, an unlikely story of love, healing, and redemption. You can find more about Rita on Facebook and on her website, ritagigante.com, which will be up in the next couple of days. So keep refreshing till ritagigante.com comes up for you. This is Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. We'll be right back after this.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought, and action who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and this, I feel like this is a safe space. I think I can share this. I had a poster of Andy Gibb on my wall when I was a kid.
I love it.
Did you, Rita?
No, I never forced it.
The one with the snake?
The one with that awesome bathing suit. Mm-hmm. The little, the red bathing suit.
I'm familiar. Little,
yeah, it was pretty much the poster, you know? Mm-hmm. But that song just brought back a ton of memories. That was awesome. Ton of memories.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful memories. As we were talking, I got all thrown off because all of a sudden I was looking right at Andy Gibb. It was very, very strange. Because I'm doing an interview.
Right.
We were talking before about moving through secrets. And I know that led you to explore a lot of different healing modalities that not only helped you come back into alignment, but then gave you tools that you can use for working with others. Can you say a little bit about what's in that toolbox of yours and how do you use those in your work?
Wow. Okay. So this was like a collective, resource for me because, you know, when I did Reiki, it was part of my tool belt, right? Mm-hmm. When I did, chakra balancing, I put it in the tool belt. But then I kind of, spirit kind of gave me my own way of, you know, working with people. So I don't really have a name for it, but I can tell you that energetically, I can, you know, what I do is I help people move through their feeling of being stuck and get them back on their path again. And it happens energetically, you know, I connect to spirit and, you know, we move the energy through them. But I have to tell you that when I experienced this one particular healer, John of God, he was, he just was an incredible energy to me. I read his books and someone had told me about him and he was coming maybe about an hour and 15 minutes away from my home. And I'm like, that's it. I have to go because I need to experience what he does. Very, very humble man. And, you know, 2,000 people, I mean, showed up at this place, you know,
wow.
And I took like 8 people of my own. But 2,000 people showed up and we're all sitting under a tent praying for each other. And, you know, and he embodies so cool. I'm hoping some people can understand this. He embodies like 32 different types of energies from spirit. So he's pretty much in a trance state when he's working. And it depends on, you know, obviously who the person is in front of him, whether it's me or my sister or whoever. And whoever's energy from spirit that needs to come in to help heal that person, he embodies that energy. And then in seconds it happens because people are just moving past him every few seconds. You know, he puts his hand out, he touches you and, you know, boom, the healing happens and you go back to praying again. But what really struck me about it and why I started my own collective healing network, I called it, was because of the amount of love and energy in a room with 2,000 people. It was beyond, you know, John of God was awesome, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't just that. It was this whole collective energy, you know, and it's really what helps him as well when he does his work. But you can feel the enormous love, connection to spirit, to whoever, it didn't matter who you believed in, because love was it. It just emanated the room. And mm-hmm. people were healing spontaneously, you know, because of it. And, you know, at the time, when I left there, I was beyond elation. I was like, that's it. I have to do this. I called a friend of mine, a colleague, the next day, and I said, I need to get a group together. I said, I just want to see John of God. I said, and I feel inspired to get a group of healers together and as many people as we can in a room. I said, and pray for each other and do some healing work. And so that's how it really got born, you know. And every few months we do this circle and we get as many as 60 people, and which is fantastic. And we do group healing and then we do some like mini healing sessions where it's like 3 healers to 3, you know, clients, we'll just call them. And tremendous, tremendous results, but not just because of the healers. Like I said, it's this whole collective, you know. And that's how you change the world. You know, that's how you change. That's how you make big changes. You know what I mean? Spreading that kind of love and light and energy around.
And there's that power of witness again, isn't it? That
oh, yeah.
When I stand in the middle of that circle and there's everyone not just mirroring my stuff back to me, but also then as we're connected to the divine or source, or that's huge.
Oh, my God. It was like, and some people weren't even sure if they believed, or they weren't sure if they could heal. And the only thing I said was, listen, do you have the willingness? Because that's all you need. You're here. So obviously you have the willingness. And I said, you know what? I'm going to hold it for you. I'll hold the intention for you until you're ready to accept it. And just knowing that, they felt like 100 times better just knowing that someone would hold it. I'm just going to hold the energy for you. That's it. And then you make, of course, everybody makes that decision if they want to heal or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't force that on anybody. It has to be up to them. But what we do is we give them an opportunity to be in that space, to heal. So just an incredible, incredible experience to connect to people like that. And you could actually feel it go out, like, into the world. It just didn't end in the space that we were in, you know? This was, like, reverberated all around the world, this feeling.
Mm.
So
there's a very powerful, I don't know if you know about this. That would be cool to get you hooked up with these people. There's a very powerful thing called the Intention Call, which is a free call that happens once a week where people from all over the world come together on like a conference call line to focus their intention on world peace or abundance or love or whatever. And being, even when you're in a group like that at a distance, right? We're all in our little separate places. We're not separate. Because we're connected by that energy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. The more we have of that, the more we change, the more we change the vibration on the earth. And, you know, it can only go up, the vibration, you know? So, that was the whole goal of it. It was like, let's get as many people as we can together to pray and work with each other and send love because it's going to, expand everywhere, you know? So it's a beautiful, beautiful experience. It really is. I urge people to, I pray by myself. We all do. We all pray more alone. But it's interesting when you gather a group of people together and you create that intention and that energy. It's wonderful.
And as you personally began to release now, I imagine that the group being in the collective healing network is healing for you as well as healing for everyone else who's in it. Because as we were saying, our healing doesn't stop.
Sure. Sure. Every day I work on somebody, I feel like, I'm healing some aspect of me because they're actually showing me a mirror of myself or what used to be, you know, and I'm, as I help them, I'm helping myself clear as well, you know?
And I'm imagining you have people, healers in that group with different, who are working with different modalities. How does that shake out in the context of a big group healing like that?
So interesting. It really is because we had mediums, psychics, healers, chiropractors, nutritionists, herbalists. I mean, and what it was it was like, I put out an email and I talked to my colleague that I spoke to first and I said, let's set the intention to bring in whoever needs to be in this space with us. And we decided to keep it at 12. It felt like the right number. That's the best I could say for that. So we kept it as 12 healers. And some people came in and then left, and then others came in. And so it was just a matter of knowing that the energy was right once we got it together, you know. And I always say spirit brings that stuff to me. It's like, I couldn't have did it without, spirit going, okay, here's the next person, all right, here's the next person, It was that kind of thing. I didn't even have to really do much to get it together because I just put the intention out and people showed up.
Mm-hmm. That's how you know it's right. I mean, that's how you know you're in the flow is when you say, okay, I'm ready. And then bam, there's 60 people standing in your living room or wherever. That's how
exactly.
You know.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, and it happened very fast. It wasn't something that took a long time. So,
wonderful.
Very grateful for that.
Well, you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Rita Gigante. She is an intuitive healer, and she's the author of the very good book, The Godfather's Daughter, An Unlikely Story of Love, Healing, and Redemption. We'll be right back after.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest on today's show is Rita Giganti. She's an intuitive healer, she's an inspirational speaker, and she's the author of The Godfather's Daughter, an unlikely story of love, healing, and redemption. You can catch up with Rita on Facebook, and you can also check out her website, ritagiganti.com. Now, that's down right now, but those of you with patience will be able to find her at ritagiganti.com in the next couple of days. Rita will also be appearing at the Hay House event, I Can Do It, Ignite in San Jose, California. And Rita, you're speaking, that's this weekend, right? And you're speaking on Saturday?
Yes, I'm speaking this weekend on Saturday. I believe it's 3:40 in the afternoon.
It is supposed to be gorgeous in LA over the next few days.
I'm so looking forward to it.
Wonderful.
Really, I mean, I'm not a good flyer because I never was, but it's wonderful that my fiance is coming with me. So, you know, we'll just do it. Got to do it.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I have a very long flight coming up in May, and I'm not a fabulous flyer either. And there's something I have to kind of make my own space around me sort of energetically.
Yeah.
And then when I settle into that, I'm okay. If I start looking around and getting all sketchy, then it's over.
I know. I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you. Put the headphones on, blast the music, little Bee Gees, I'm good.
That's right. Or Gloria Estefan or whoever. We've had a good musical mix on the show today. Now we were talking a little bit about healing and about forgiveness, about keeping secrets. And I'm wondering, this is our last segment. And this one always goes really fast. And I'm wondering if there's somebody listening, Rita, who is holding a secret and ready to let go of it. Because, you know, we hold secrets long past the time when we could have released them because we're used to holding them.
Of course.
What would you say to someone who wants to begin to forgive, wants to begin to release, but just doesn't know how to start?
Yeah. For me, the beginning part was just that I was willing to do it. I kept saying to Spirit over and over again, I'm willing to release this. I'm willing to forgive this because I want to feel free. And they heard me, you know, they heard me. So they started to put things into place for me. I started to seek out people I could trust to, you know, be able to talk to and knew that they wouldn't, and I'm grateful for that. I knew they wouldn't go past, it wouldn't go past, you know, the two of us. And that helped a lot, you know, even my colleagues, and I'm, you know, they're like family to me. So I'm able to tell them pretty much anything. So that was a big relief for me when that started to happen. But I'd have to say that forgiveness, it really, what helped me the most in that area was to actually put myself in somebody else's shoes, to understand what they might be feeling in order to gain more compassion for them. Because the anger wasn't working, the rage wasn't working, and it created, you know, more anxiety and fear and all kinds of stuff in me. So I had to really take it from a different perspective, and I started to put myself in my mother's shoes and my father's shoes and my sibling's shoes and see what it was that they might be feeling so that I can have more compassion for them and not be angry anymore. Mm-hmm. And that really, that made a huge difference, I have to tell you. Made a huge difference because I don't know what, you know, if I were my father, I don't know how I would feel having to look over my shoulder my whole life, feeling like I was imprisoned and not in prison until he was in his, you know, 70s. But I would imagine he felt that way even though he was out, really only going within a 4-block radius, never able to talk on a telephone, never went on vacation. You know, these are just things that I can't even imagine experiencing. And then, of course, he had gone to jail when he was younger and what that experience was for him. And there are things I know about my dad now energetically and things about his past, now that he's passed, that I didn't know when he was alive. Mm-hmm. So I also can see him in a different light with that. So that helped as well. But, you know, for the average person wanting to forgive, Just try and put yourself in somebody else's shoes, because and not judging someone was huge for me, you know, because that's, I mean, I had been judged my whole life, so this was like a huge step to stand back and say, okay, I really can't judge this anymore because I'm not living it like that, you know. I'm not him living it, or I'm not my mother living it, so I don't know what it really feels like.
And there's a difference between, I think, it feels to me like when we make that choice to step into, to kind of seek more alignment, to seek healing, to seek wellness, then we're in a better place to have that compassion that you're talking about, Rita, because there's a big difference between that and what you were saying earlier about not knowing what feelings were yours, not knowing what energy was yours, that's a world of difference. So starting that forgiveness process doesn't mean take on everyone else's emotions. Oh gosh, no. But that,
and it doesn't mean you're giving the person right for what they did either.
Right.
I want to be clear about that, because I think people think that they give their power away somehow when they let go of it, you know, and somehow it made it right for that person, but it really doesn't make it right for them. It makes it right for you.
Right.
And the healing, and of course, yes, they have the opportunity as well to heal from it, but, you know, who's really hurting when you're in that position of rage and anger and frustration? And it's you hurting. So I didn't want to feel that anymore. That was the bottom line. But the biggest part was knowing that I had the choice. Because for a very long time, I didn't think I had choice. I was like, oh my God, this is how it's going to be. Uh-huh. And I didn't want to get married. I didn't want to have children. I didn't want any of that. How the hell was I going to live a life not wanting any of what was expected of me? You know?
Right.
So choice was huge.
And then it's not a life, that's someone else's life. If you go ahead with that, it's you're living somebody else's life. And who is that person?
Exactly.
Wow.
I need to have more sickness and you know, be more depressed and more anxious and more of everything, you know. So.
Yes, and it...
Not
and
worth
I,
it.
No, and I think it's what you're saying is very empowering to me, because what you're saying is that when we make that choice, when we go, okay, enough of this, I'm turning it around, you can really make a difference.
Oh my God. It's like, not just with yourself, with everybody in your, you know, in your realm. You
right.
know, I see the differences in my family, even though they're small. There are differences for sure since I've shifted.
Yeah.
You know, and they have more of an opportunity now. The book came out and, you know, they, sometimes they hear me speak, they listen to some of my, interviews and everything. So they totally have the opportunity if they wanted to move through this and heal themselves. But I've let go of the outcome of that because I, you know, that's their, again, their choice. I would love for them to do it, but, sometimes fear for some people are greater. You know, it's just greater.
Yes.
So, and you have to accept that, you know, they're not ready.
Mm-hmm. Rita, I can't believe it, but our hour is up.
I can't.
It's
I know. I'll
so
talk to you next month. Call me back.
Okay, great. thank you so much for being here. Can you remind people about the I Can Do It event and how they can get in touch with you?
Yes, they can get in touch with me via Facebook or RitaGigante.com, which will be up in a couple of days, thank God.
Refresh.
Yep, and I will be at San Jose this weekend. Speaking for Hay House, the I Can Do It event. So please, if you're around, come and join us because it's awesome. Again, there's like 2,000 people in the room full of love.
Oh.
So, yeah, you definitely want to, you know, you want to experience something like that.
Wonderful.
For sure.
Rita, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here. That was Rita Gigante. Her book is The Godfather's Daughter, an unlikely story of love, healing, and redemption. You can find her on Facebook or at RitaGigante.com. Refresh. It'll be up in a couple of days for you. And next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, Meg Blackburn-Losey returns to the show to talk about pyramids in Bosnia.
Oh my God, I'm a good friend of hers.
Oh, that's great. Well, listen next week because we're going to talk about the pyramids and lots more. And thank you for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
Trans-
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.